Have you ever received a letter from the VA proposing to reduce or even eliminate your VA rating? It could be a scary thing because the VA will and does reduce ratings if you don't properly respond to them. Welcome to VA Made Easy. I'm VA accredited attorney and U.S. Army combat veteran Ed Farmer. Today, we're going to talk about proposed reductions, how they come about, the legal requirements the VA must meet in order to reduce you, how to respond to them, and the protections in place to prevent a reduction. Let's get into it. Hi, I'm Edward Farmer. I'm a disabled veteran and a VA disability appeals attorney. I'm creating this podcast, VA Claims Made Easy, to help veterans navigate their own way through the VA disability system. All right, first let's talk about how a reduction comes about. Sometimes the VA takes it upon themselves to reevaluate the condition. Many times, if you're 100% for some sort of cancer, the VA will reevaluate you 6 months to a year after your last treatment. Other times, they believe the condition will improve in the future, so they'll schedule you for a future reevaluation. Now, if the VA schedules you for a reevaluation, it's highly recommend that you go. If you don't go to the reevaluation, they're just going to reduce you, even though they probably shouldn't reduce you just based on missing an exam. Just practically, if you get scheduled reevaluation, go to it. There's some circumstances where they're not supposed to schedule you for a reevaluation. One is when you have a static disability. So that's a disability that doesn't change, it doesn't improve, it doesn't get worse, it's always constantly the same. So like a missing limb would be a static disability, or being completely blind would be a static disability. Things like mental health conditions typically are not static disabilities. Joint conditions certainly are not either. Those change, get better, get worse as time progresses. Also, if you're over the age of 55, the VA is not supposed to schedule for exams. Again, they almost never follow their own policy. So if you either have a static disability or you're over the age of 55, what you could do is just write a letter to the VA or call that hotline number, the VA answering service, and say, hey, you know, I'm missing a limb. I don't think I should have this reevaluation, or I'm 55 years old. I think you should cancel the reevaluation. Now, if they don't cancel it, you're just going to be better off just going to the exam. And then you could argue that they should have scheduled for the exam later on. So sometimes the VA takes upon themselves to reduce you. Sometimes you're applying for an increase for a condition and the VA decides that it's gone better. So maybe you think your PTSD, you're at 50% and you deserve a 70% rating. Well, you go to the exam, maybe it didn't go so well. Maybe the examiner gave you a bad report. And instead of getting that 70%, now you're getting a decision in the mail saying, we plan to reduce you to 30%. It happens, guys. It happens all the time. I guess the best advice I could give you here is if you're going to apply for that increase, make sure you qualify for the criteria. I've talked about before what diagnostic codes are and how the VA rates conditions. Find the diagnostic code you want the increase for. See if you even meet the criteria before asking for an increase, and be prepared for the exam. Go watch my video. I'll put a link in the description about tips on CMP exams. So takeaway message there is if you're going to ask for an increase, be prepared. Know what you need to meet to get that next rating. All right, number three, sometimes when you file for unemployability or TDIU, you end up getting reduction in a disability or two. Many vets don't know that when you apply for unemployability, what you're actually doing is asking the VA to reevaluate all your service-related disabilities. That's why when you file that 8940, next thing you know, you have 3, 4, 5 exams stacked up that the VA wants you to attend. The VA is looking for not only evidence of unemployability, but to see if that condition has improved or gone worse. Sometimes they come back and say, we think one of your conditions has improved, and they start proceedings to reduce that. Again, the best advice I could give you here is just be prepared. These things happen even when you certainly deserve unemployability, even when you're represented by the best attorneys or best representation, reductions still take place. It's the VA. It happens. You just got to be prepared for it if you're going to pursue unemployability. It's just a risk in filing for that claim. If you have somebody who's experienced in VA benefits, they should be able to help you avoid the reduction or get it back if it does get implemented. So those are examples of how a reduction can come about. Now let's talk about your rights when the VA does propose to reduce you. So when the VA proposes to reduce you, they just can't reduce you. You do have certain due process rights, except in one circumstance. And that circumstance is this. So you know how the VA doesn't add up their ratings, they combine them. Well, sometimes, depending on what you're rated for, if they reduce a rating, it may not change your overall rating. If that's the case, if the reduction does not change your overall rating, then the VA doesn't have to give you any sort of notice or due process rights. They just reduce it and then send you a decision saying, we reduced it. For everybody else, for anybody else where the reduction would affect their overall rating, the VA is required to give you notice of that reduction. And it comes in the form of what looks like a rating decision. It looks exactly like a rating decision, except it says, we propose to reduce you from this percentage to that percentage effective this date. Now, keep in mind, this is not a final decision. You cannot appeal a proposed reduction, but you do have 60 days from the date of that notice to submit new evidence and argument explaining to the VA why they shouldn't reduce you. So they're required to give you notice, required to give you 60 days to respond of why they shouldn't reduce you and provide additional evidence. And number three, within 30 days, you're allowed to request a predetermination hearing. Now, I recommend everybody do this because the VA cannot reduce you until you've actually had that predetermination hearing. So this buys you the largest amount of time before that reduction actually goes into place. Plus, it's a great opportunity to explain to the examiner what's actually going on with your condition and why they shouldn't reduce you. How do you request a hearing? You just write them a letter in response to their proposed reduction. I would like a predetermination hearing before you reduce me. All right. So after you get the notice, after you get the 60 days to respond, after you have that predetermination hearing, then the VA will issue a rating decision. The rating decision will either keep your rating the same, or they will implement the proposed reduction. Now, if they actually implement the proposed reduction, you still have rights. You could file a traditional appeal at that point, so either a higher level review, a supplemental claim with new and relevant evidence, or you could go to the Board of Veterans Appeals. All right, guys, so that was your due process rights. Now, let's talk about what the VA has to show in order to reduce you. And what they have to show sometimes depends on how long you've been rated and what your rating is. And we'll talk about that in a minute. First, we're going to talk about protections that apply to all veterans who are being reduced. So one, the VA has the preponderance of the evidence to show that your condition has actually improved. So one, the VA has to show by a preponderance of the evidence that a reduction is warranted. So a preponderance of the evidence means at least 51% of the evidence supports a reduction. Number two, the reduction has to be based on the entire history of the veteran's disability. So they can't just look at the one reevaluation exam and reduce you based on that. They have to take into account maybe the treatment records you had around that time, your own statements about your disabilities, your buddy's statements about what they observe in you and their disabilities. They have to consider everything. So they can't just take that one snapshot in time of that one exam and reduce you based on that. They have to consider the entire history of the disability. Number three, the reduction has to be made on a adequate and thorough exam. So guys, I've talked about this before. Get a copy of that exam. Review it. Is it factually accurate? Did the examiner consider all my symptoms? Did he state the severity of my symptoms? You have to review that exam. You can't argue against it if you don't know what's in it. So get a copy and get a credit representative to help you out if you need it. If the exam is bad, it's an inadequate exam and they can't reduce you based on an inadequate exam. If there is an improvement, the VA must show that any improvement is also an improvement in the veteran's ability to function under the ordinary conditions of life and work. So what does that mean? That means, well, maybe the day you went into the exam, your back was feeling just fine. You had more range of motion than normal. But just 2 days ago, you worked a double shift and you couldn't get out of bed for a day. That means, yeah, maybe your condition's fine now, but it wasn't when you were working. The VA has to take that into account. So this is the type of information you're going to be providing at that hearing or in a written statement to the VA. Don't assume the VA is going to know this. You have to bring it to their attention. Hey, VA, you're saying that, yeah, my back's better, but 2-3 days ago, I couldn't get out of bed after I worked. They have to take that into account before they reduce you. So there's certain protections you have depending on how long you've had a VA rating for. So those who've had a VA rating under 5 years, you're considered unprotected. However, the VA still must apply that criteria that we just discussed. Also, they have to show actual change in your condition. So not just a difference in examiner's opinions or difference in the thoroughness of exams, but an actual change in the condition. And again, it's more than just a temporary improvement. Maybe your knee was doing great that day at the exam, but you continue to have problems with it. That's not actual change. Next, if you've had a rating in place for 5 years or more, the VA has to show sustained improvement. Again, this is more than just a temporary improvement in the condition. I mean, a lot of conditions get better or get worse from day to day, but the VA is supposed to rate you as if it's your worst day. So maybe you're getting reevaluated for your depression. The day you went to the exam, you were functional, but a month ago you had a deep depression where you couldn't get out of bed for 3 days. That's not sustained improvement. It's just a temporary improvement in the condition. I mean, maybe 2 days after the exam, you became so depressed, you know, you again just isolated in your bedroom for a week. I mean, these things change. The VA has taken, again, the entire history of the condition, other evidence, your statements. They have to show 5 years more sustained improvement. All right, lastly, if you had the rating for at least 20 years, the VA cannot reduce you. So let's say in 2003, you got service-connected 30% for PTSD. Maybe that rating has changed in the last 20 years. Maybe it's been 50 or even 100 or dropped back down, but your lowest rating you've had is 30%. If that's the case, the VA can never drop you down below 30% once you hit that 20-year mark. The only way the VA could do that is if for some reason they think your rating's based on fraud. If that's the case, you got other issues, you probably should talk to a representative. But 20 years, your rating is protected. Next, if you have a singular rating at 100%, you may think, well, if I no longer meet the criteria for 100%, then the VA could reduce me. That's actually incorrect. And what the law says is you cannot reduce 100% rating or somebody who's rated, had one condition rated 100% unless the VA is able to show material improvement. So material improvement means, you know, more than just some improvement. It's material, it's significant. This is a tough argument to get the regional office to understand, but maybe with the correct representation, you could get the message through. However, unfortunately, in these cases, the regional office is pretty stubborn. You may have to go to the Board of Veterans Appeals for this. And that does it, everyone. Some of you are going to say, you forgot to talk about the 10-year rule. I actually didn't forget to talk about the 10-year rule. The 10-year rule has more to do with severing service connection than it does reducing your rating. I could talk about the 10-year rule as well as severing unemployability and severing rating altogether in another episode. I appreciate y'all watching. Thanks for liking. Thanks for subscribing. Please share the channel. And as always, you have the power to change your being. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful in navigating the VA disability system. Please continue to follow me and listen for further help. If you guys have a particular issue or story you would like to share, it may help others who have a similar problem. Feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about sharing your issue or problem on the next show. And if you need some additional help, visit my website, vamadeeasy.com.